This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz. Hi there, it's Saturday Quiz time again, thanks for tuning in. My name is John Leary, and as host of this podcast, it's my job to ask the questions and supply the hints to guide my guests to the correct answers. Joining me today are a couple of people who you will be able to see in the second season of the YouTube series Sonia and Cherry, which is a comedy about a pair of best friends who think they know each other until they both become mums, when it goes up on YouTube on October the 18th. Welcome to the show, Victoria Thane and Petra Yared.
Thank you, Johnny.
Hi, how are you both?
Good, thank you for having us.
Oh, my absolute pleasure, thanks for coming on. Tell me, are you both, now you've both actually told me previously that you're not expecting great things from your general knowledge?
No, I can tell you that my husband Travis and I have hosted the odd quiz night, and yes. Victoria has always come last.
That is correct.
Not to blow my trumpet, not suggesting yes. that I'm going to do
it. It is always
very well.
Easiest yeah. when you're asking the questions.
Yeah.
I'm actually waiting with bated breath to see what Petra's performance is actually like. I think she's been hiding behind the questions as quiz host.
Indeed. What do you reckon, Petra, that you might have a specialty subject? Area of expertise?
No, Johnny. It's not going to be amazing what I come up with, but it can't be as bad as Vic. And I say that with all the love of a dear friend who and seeing Vic as my teammate here today.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yep. She's good. Expecting big things. It's good to start with low standards because I can only surprise everyone and the only way good. Is up.
And tell me about Sonia and Cherry.
Sure. So we first filmed Sonia and Cherry almost 5 years ago when I was pregnant with my daughter who is now going to school next year. And we did it because we... You know, my producer and I hadn't filmed anything in a while and we both were having babies and we knew we wouldn't be able to make anything for a little while. And so we thought, what can we do for free that's quick that we can film in a day and just, you know, try and keep up some of that momentum. And so, you know, as they say, write what you know. So we just came up with these little sketches and, of course, it was great fun to write something for Petra and I to act in together. And then it took us, we put that out and it took us another few years to get the funding from Screen Australia for the second season. And then COVID hit. Brilliant. And another 18 months before we filmed it. So it's had a long gestation.
So when did you film this second season?
We got very lucky this time, didn't we? We snuck it in just before lockdown number 6. The last day of filming, we managed to get an exemption to just finish up that day and then have been in lockdown ever since.
Wow.
And it's material that fortunately doesn't date. You know, there's always going to be new parents and parents of small children. So, yeah, we just feel very lucky we got it done.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait till October 18 to see the second season. But for now, let's get stuck into the quiz. We'll be back with the questions right after this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Saturday Quiz. My guests are Victoria Thane and Petra Yared. Here we go. Question number one. Name the three James Bond films with gold in their title.
Goldfinger.
Yeah, Goldfinger's one of them.
That's the one I knew, Victoria.
Well, I had to get in quick with an answer that, well, a third of an answer I knew. God, I really liked the James Bond films. I mean, I grew up with Roger Moore and Sean Connery.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Goldfinger is a Sean Connery one.
I mean, what kind
and then
is,
there's a, yeah.
Is gold the first word, Johnny? Is it gold something?
There's one that's a Timothy Dalton one. Or no, Pierce Brosnan, sorry.
Gold Pierce Brosnan Rush? One.
Not Gold Rush.
I keep thinking of the Goldfinch.
Well, I'll give you a clue. It's
gold.
Goldfinger is the only one where it's gold. The other two are golden.
Oh, Golden Ball? No.
Not Golden Ball.
That's a winery that I really like in Beechworth.
Quick little plug there golden, for them.
The golden.
I mean, what kind of things could be golden?
Do you have to what? What were you going to say, Petra?
I was going to say, do we have to actually get the answer at some point?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah, you do.
Right, okay.
Okay,
You'll stay with us. Okay.
Okay, Petra, let's just do a good old-fashioned brainstorm. Like okay, how good. Many things
I feel like
come.
There should be a gun. You know what I mean? It's likely
yes,
a golden,
is.
Like, pistol.
Yes.
Oh, a golden pistol? Golden revolver?
Gun?
Go
gun?
Simpler.
Gun.
Gun.
The golden, oh, yeah. gun? Golden gun? Golden
so
gun.
So it's something. golden gun is the final two words of this title.
Wow, I've
smoking,
never heard of it.
The smoking golden gun?
No, it's no. The answer to that one is, and I'm pretty sure you would have heard of it. It's called The Man with the Golden Gun.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No,
I'm convinced I've heard of it.
Okay, all right. And the third one,
yep,
is Golden Something, and it's a part of the body.
Golden leg.
Golden finger. Golden finger.
No, you've
no,
already
said
got gold finger.
Finger. Oh. We already said
sorry.
So it's a
Golden
so if you imagine
foot.
Eye.
If you imagine golden eye is the right
oh,
answer.
Golden eye.
Oh
yeah.
Great.
They're unfamiliar. They're surprisingly unfamiliar film titles.
Yeah. I suppose they are.
Johnny's staring down the barrel of the rest of the questions.
I've made a terrible mistake.
Oh, I love this. This is what I really enjoy. Goldfinger, The Man with the Golden Gun, and GoldenEye are the three Bond films okay. with gold in their title.
Good.
All right, question number two. When written on a prescription for medication, what does BD mean? So you know how
yep.
doctors,
yep.
chemists sometimes write things that it has a Latin yep. derivation.
Will it have to do with how, you know, how you can, where you want the specific brand or
you can have the generic.
Generic brand. Does it have to do with that?
Oh,
it
like,
does not
okay.
have anything
so it's
to
not
do with it.
Best drug?
Best drug. Give this person the best drug.
The best drug. The best drug. Is it how it's administered?
Well, kind of. Not how.
Is it written by the doctor?
Yes, this would be written by the doctor.
It's and so they would, so they would write, like, the medication and then BD.
Exactly. And
right.
and what would so, that mean? Mm. And they've probably spoken to you and told you.
To have it before food, after food, with food.
Sort of something like that.
Before. Is the first one before?
Before dinner. No, because it has Latin.
Yeah, I'm not
wait,
that Latin.
Wait. Are the initials the initials of the Latin?
Yes, the BD are the initials of actually a three word
right.
phrase.
A
which
Latin
is,
phrase.
I can tell you, if you don't know Latin, it's bis in die. B-I-S... INDIE. Bis in die. What do you reckon that?
Something with, it'll be with something.
Or like something to do with a date?
Sort of, yeah.
Like a use by date?
Oh, not a use by date.
Is it till you finish them?
No, yeah, like you have to take.
Like antibiotics.
Antibiotics until you're finished.
Yeah.
No.
Bis in die.
When do you take medication? Or when does one...
When one is sick.
Before bed?
Not before bed.
before you die. That, I mean, it's before you die.
Okay. Well, hopefully you are taking this medicine before you die.
It's, I reckon, sounds like with something. It's
It's more to do with a number.
More to do with a number.
Oh, is this like the first one
per day?
Not one per day, but
two die. Two a day.
Twice a day. Yeah.
Wow.
Twice a day is what BD means when it's written on your prescription.
Good to know. Phew.
Good to know. Good to know. All right, question number three.
Yep.
The author of the self-help book How to Win Friends and Influence People, first published in 1936, was Dale...
Oh, was who?
Dale... No, big silence.
Well, Dale Ahern was Jed Ahern's big brother that I went to school with, but I don't think he wrote it.
Oh, Vic.
In 1936, no.
There's no way... Okay.
So this guy was an American. He was kind of one of the first self-help gurus.
Johnny, how does one give hints to get people to a name that they don't know?
Yeah, well, usually I would tell someone, I would give the initials of that person.
That would be helpful. So I think we should skip straight to that.
Skip straight to that. His first name is Dale and his surname starts with C.
Connor.
And he actually changed the spelling of his surname.
Coughlin.
To be the same as a famous performance venue in New York.
Ooh, performance venue in New York.
Starting with C.
Yeah. You might even call it a hall.
No. A hall. Oh.
City?
Concert hall? That's a generic name for
City Hall.
No, the first syllable is something that you drive around in.
Car.
Carnegie.
Yeah.
Dale Carnegie.
Very well done. You got that one.
Well done, Vic. Very well done.
Neither of you are familiar with the self-help book, How to Win Friends and Influence People?
I haven't read it, but I'm very familiar with the title, but I just didn't know who wrote it.
Yes, yeah. I'm very familiar with the title also. Yes. Yeah. Contrary to how this is going, I believe Petra and I are fairly intelligent people. I just like to think I'm street smart.
It's very sad when you get... At three down, we've demonstrated. Look,
to be honest, I when I looked at these questions, I certainly didn't know that one.
Okay, thanks.
I didn't
Johnny.
Know that his surname was Carnegie. Right. Do you want to know the six ways to make people like you?
Yes.
According to him?
Absolutely. Right.
Number one is become genuinely interested in other people.
Okay.
Good.
Number two is smile.
Sure.
It's very simple.
Yeah, good. Number three is remember that a person's name is, to that person, the sweetest and most important sound in any language.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm not very good at names.
I'm not great at names, to be honest.
No. Okay.
Four, be a good listener. Encourage others to talk about themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Always practicing.
Yeah. Good. Number five is talk in terms of the other person's interest.
Yes, good advice. Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. Mm-hmm. It's good, wise words. Yep. And the last one is make the other person feel important and do it sincerely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes the do it sincerely could be a challenge for some people.
Indeed. Indeed. But I quite liked those.
I think they're very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you've just summed it up well enough for me to not really feel like I need to.
You don't want to give that man any more royalties by purchasing the book?
No. Damn that Dale Carnegie. All right.
All right.
Question number four.
Oh, wow. We've got three. We've only done three.
We've only done three.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm feeling positive.
I feel like we're gonna sort of hit our stride in a second. Yeah.
I reckon you will too. Here, this question probably, possibly.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's a multiple choice. So three.
Good, good. Yeah.
Question number four. Is Windsor Castle closer to A, Oxford University, B, Eton College, or C, Cambridge University.
I feel like Oxford.
Yeah? Is that what your gut's telling you?
I think I've been there.
You think you've been... Did you go to Oxford?
Were
you...
No.
Educated there?
I drove through England with my parents and yes. siblings when I was 18. I think we visited Oxford.
Yes.
Yeah. And Windsor
Castle. Well, all of these places are in England. So
yes. Yeah. Yes, this is true. Yes. But I feel like I don't recall seeing going to Cambridge or...
So did you maybe go from Windsor Castle...
This is
and
what
you
I'm
drove
thinking.
To
this is
Oxford
what I'm thinking.
In the same day, perhaps.
Perhaps. Or okay. certainly in the same few days on a particular, you know, on this drive. Johnny, right. I'd feel more confident if you were just at this point saying, got it, yes, but you're questioning me. So
yes.
Well,
so I'm.
Well,
yes, less confident. Go, Pete. Come on.
Oh, no. I mean, I have no idea about the answer, but on Royals, I share my birthday with Princess Diana, and when my parents are English, and they came out here when they were married, so all our family, you know, is in the UK, grandparents and things like that. And we went to England when I was turning 8 years old, and I remember I wrote a letter to Princess Diana to tell her that I would be there on her birthday. And I remember I got a letter back from, you know, her secretary, I suppose.
Oh, that's really
cute. You know, telling me about, you know, whatever parades or whatever they did for her at that time,
right.
her birthday. And it was very special. I think I was a bit of a royalist when I was eight.
Yeah.
I had like a scrapbook with newspaper cuttings and things like that that my grandparents would send me from England. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So you would have watched the wedding of Charles and Di?
Yeah. I think we had mugs. We have
young.
Wedding mugs. We have like Royal Doulton mugs and of Charles and Diana.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Wow.
My royalist knowledge does not extend to knowing if Windsor Castle is closest
B.
to...
B.
Okay.
Okay. You want to go with B. Okay,
you
B.
want to go with B. C is Cambridge.
Oh.
Or do you want to go with B, Eton College?
No, C, Cambridge.
No, it was B. It's Eton.
I thought it was Oxford, so I lost confidence, went to Cambridge, and it was in fact Eton.
Yes, Cambridge is the furthest away. Oxford, you're right, you probably did drive from Windsor Castle to Oxford when you were there in your teens, but you can walk from Windsor Castle to Eton College.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how close it is. It takes about 20 minutes to walk there. And the princes William and Harry both went to Eton.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course they did.
Of course they did.
Did they walk? Did they stay at Windsor?
Well, I wonder if they did.
Yeah.
Do you think they were latchkey kids? They would have
backpacks and yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let themselves in. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yep.
Maybe they did. All right, question number 5. Mm-hmm. How many people have served as Prime Minister of Australia in the 21st century? How's your politics?
So 21st century, so that is...
That's now.
Everything from the...
That's the last 21 years.
No, I did know that. I just, you know...
Check it.
Oh, yeah,
just
okay,
reiterating.
Yeah.
Good.
Hang on, we could do this. Okay,
you can work
so
this out.
Let's think. There must have been...
Count them out.
Howard,
who were
okay.
they?
So John
Howard.
John Howard.
Tony
John
Abbott,
Howard.
Hang on, wait. Are we going... Kevin Rudd?
Yes.
Yep.
In what year? That's an easy one to remember.
2007.
07. Yeah.
Kevin
07.
Kevin 07.
And was he outed in 2008? No, he was around for a bit longer.
Yeah, it was a bit longer.
But
who was next?
Gillard,
correct.
Back to Kevin. Tony Abbott not... Okay.
It was back, but he is... The question is
how many?
People,
yep.
Not how many.
So we've got John Howard, Kevin Rudd, Julia Gillard.
Yeah.
You're right, Vic. There's definitely Tony Abbott's in there.
Tony Abbott's in there.
Yep.
Malcolm Turnbull. ScoMo.
ScoMo. Is that it?
Six. Are we missing anyone?
Oh, I don't know.
There's been a lot of them.
Has been a lot of them. You tell me, is six your final answer?
I can't think of any others.
I can't think of any others.
I think
yeah, you
six.
Can't think of any others because there are no others.
Excellent. Look at that. Look at us
six.
Getting one.
Very well done. Well worked out. And yes, you're right. Rudd was twice. yeah. but it was six, six different eight. People have been Prime Minister in the 21st century.
Right.
Okay, we're going to take another little break. We'll be back right after this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the Saturday Quiz. I'm with Victoria Thane and Petra Yared. They're up to question number six. Alan Lancaster, who died age 72 in Sydney last month, was a founding member of which British rock group?
Okay, we can work it. Wait, so, sorry, when did he die?
Last month.
Last month?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, and he was 72.
So the drummer for the Rolling Stones died lately, so it's not him.
It's not him.
No. Because his name was Charlie, wasn't it?
Charlie Watts.
Well done.
So British rock bands of that kind of ilk, because it'll be a similar era.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sort of around that time. You're right, actually.
They're all that age now.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Does it start with the?
It doesn't. They did, but very briefly. Mm. But then they dropped the.
Music.
I feel like I need a clue, but I feel like this is within my reach. I know. I feel like I read about this and somewhere in the corners of my mind.
I'll tell you, he is one of two founding members of this band. The other one was named Francis Rossi. I don't know if that helps. Might not help.
The problem with music questions for me is the more information I get, the more embarrassed I get that I still have no idea.
Yeah.
So I need the sort of clues that would lead me to the word.
Yeah.
So no information, you know what I mean? Not so much information.
Oh, they reached number one in 1970.
No.
I will tell you this. They have a song that was... It was originally released sometime in the 70s, I think, but it was revived as the promotional song for Coles supermarkets here in Australia. Do you know what that song might be?
I don't have a television.
Well, it would have been on the radio too, actually.
Okay.
And certainly any time you would have walked into Coles... I don't know, maybe you don't shop there, but if I said down, down.
Oh, down, down, prices are down.
Yeah.
That was a song from the 70s?
Well, they retooled the song. It was called Down, Down, but then they redid it in what was that, the late, 2016 or 17 or something?
Is this a very famous English rock band? What level of fame are we talking here?
Pretty big, and actually, they're still going. Weirdly. You know,
Johnny,
it's one of those bands that's still kicking around. Yes.
What does their band start with?
It's not Fleetwood Mac.
Not Fleetwood Mac, no.
No.
Is it one word? Two words?
It is two words.
Yep.
And if I tell you the initials, that will really give it away.
That's okay.
It may not.
The initials of the band are SQ. I really thought that was going to go away.
All I 100%. Can think of is Susie Quattro now.
Susie Quattro, no.
No, but who? She is a person,
it's,
not
it's
a band.
It's a phrase. The name of the band is a phrase that means the current situation.
Status quo.
Status quo.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever heard of them.
Really?
Really?
Doesn't really ring a bell.
But you've heard, you know that they're a band.
No status. Yeah.
Well.
Got nothing.
All right, question number seven.
Yeah. This is the one, I reckon, too, Vic. I feel good about this one. Yeah,
me too. I feel it's all a strategy to just blow, Johnny away by the time we get
to the last four questions.
Just these last few questions. As we just rip. Yeah, go.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's see how we do. Question number seven. Which homonym can mean to wail in lamentation for the dead or to be extremely enthusiastic?
I'll ask. What's a homonym again?
A homonym is a word that sounds the same. Oh, no, is the same. So homo being the same and nym coming from name. So same name, a word with the same spelling, same everything, but with two different meanings.
Two different meanings.
Oh, I see. Got it. Okay. So one is wailing.
One of those meanings is wailing in lamentation for the dead.
Yeah.
And the other meaning is to be extremely enthusiastic.
Oh, okay.
So what the extremely enthusiastic will probably get you there quicker or easier. Okay.
So if you're extremely enthusiastic, you're...
It's also... We would use it in a colloquial term as mustard.
Keen.
Yes.
To keen. That's is right. To wail I've heard in that. Lamentation for the dead.
I haven't. I don't think I've ever heard that. Oh, to keen.
It's actually a beautiful. I like the word.
Yeah, it's a beautiful. Yeah.
When it's used for that meaning, it sort of feels really almost onomatopoeic or something, where you really see someone doing it. I think anyway. Yeah. Well done. Well, and you also learnt what a homonym is.
Exactly.
Yes. I felt like we should know that. Good to
relearn.
Do
you know what a homophone is?
Same sound?
Yeah, same sound, different spelling.
They probably learned that in grade one.
I know, but so did we. It's just been a while.
It has been a while.
All right, question number 8.
Mm-hmm.
In what year did Angela Merkel become Chancellor of Germany? And there's a bonus point for naming how many terms she has served.
Well, can we work this out? Because she's leaving.
And yes.
Is that because she's finished the terms that she's allowed?
No, they don't have that in Germany. They
think
don't
have a restriction on that. She's been there for ages. It's like
she has been there 14 for some
years
time.
Or something.
It's actually longer.
Is it 17? Yeah. I've
not
read
quite
this.
Not that long.
Oh. So 16. So is it four terms so or 4 years?
It is four terms.
Yeah.
So what year did she become Chancellor?
2005.
Yes, that's the right answer.
Yes. Good.
Well
Vic.
Done. Angela Merkel was the first woman to be elected Chancellor of Germany, and she is the first incumbent Chancellor not to seek re-election.
So their term is that long?
The term is 4 years, but she's the first one to go, no, I've had enough, thanks.
Right.
Fair enough.
Good on her. All right, we're up to question number 9.
Okay.
In the name of the Australian-based company SPC, what did the initials originally stand for?
So that's the fruit company.
That's right.
Have they always been a fruit company?
That's how they started.
So we need
the original name for what SPC.
Southern Passion Fruit Crush.
Won't it be something Pacific? Won't the P be Pacific?
The P is not Pacific. The P is what they did.
Pick.
No, it's something after you've picked it.
And process.
Package.
Process?
Yeah, it is a kind of process, and it is a kind of packaging.
What do you do to fruit?
Yeah, what do you do to fruit?
You don't punch it, you pick it, you crush it or juice it.
You put it in...
Pickle?
It's another word for pickling.
Another word for... I should get
or
this.
Sort
this
of. Is, yeah, you absolutely should.
No, brining, pickling.
With fruit, though, particularly.
Yeah, with fruit. Oh,
Would you do it to like a prune? Fruit? Like
How do you make jam?
Well, you boil the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Pectin.
The pea is not pectin. But what is the process that you're doing What are you doing there?
Well, you're preserving.
Preserving.
Well, wow, damn Nick. Okay.
Really, that was like getting blood out of okay. a stone, wasn't it?
Okay, so, we still haven't got S or, yeah. or C.
No, you can certainly get C because...
Preserving company.
Yes.
So is it like southern or...
No, it's not southern. It's more specific to where it is.
Yeah.
Sydney?
No, not Sydney because there's not a lot of fruit. There wasn't a lot of fruit growing in Sydney. Or,
where's the fruit?
Somewhere in Queensland?
Somewhere in Victoria.
Oh.
Somewhere. Where do they grow Albury. A lot of fruit?
Oh, they grow a lot of fruit out near Bacchus Marsh.
Yeah, more
north. Where is the fruit?
No, where's Seville? That's in
Seville in Spain. Seville in Spain. Oranges? No,
it's in the Golden
in
Valley.
The Valley.
Is where this town is.
Right.
I mean, well, I should know this. I
Northern
really should.
Victoria.
Shepparton.
Shepparton.
Oh,
Shepparton.
Wow. Thank
Preserve.
God for that.
Preserving
company? Preserving. Preserving company.
Shepparton Preserving company.
Yes.
Very well done.
Thank you.
You got there.
Mm-hmm. And it took us so long we almost had to start circling back to the other letters again because we've forgotten them.
All right, we're up to the final question.
Okay,
here we go.
Good
now,
about this.
It's the sports question.
Oh, God.
Really?
No. I don't love finishing on a sports question. But
no.
Here we go. No. Question number 10. Former Brisbane Lions great Michael Voss.
Who's he?
This is in a strong start. Yep.
Has been named as the new coach of which AFL club?
Oh, we can get here.
Oh, yes. I feel like I've read about
it
this.
Was only in the...
Carlton.
It is Carlton.
Oh, gosh. Well,
I got one.
Well done.
Was that just
Jared.
A guess or that was in there somewhere?
I think it was in there somewhere. I'm a Carlton family, just not a very good one.
Oh, your folks?
My mum's dad was the captain of Carlton.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
Get out of here. What was his name?
His name was Charlie Davey.
You mean your grandfather?
Yeah, my grandfather. Yeah.
Davey.
Yep.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Thanks. So, Johnny, at the very start, you asked what my strength would be.
Yes.
And I think, somewhat unexpectedly... It was footy.
It was footy. My goodness. All right. Well, we're going to take one more break and we'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Victoria Thane, Petra Yared, thanks so much. Now, Petra, your granddad, he played in the 20s.
He did.
In the late
20s. Yeah.
He debuted
amazing.
In round 18 in 1927 versus St Kilda at Prince's Park.
There you go.
That's a great piece of trivia.
But, I'm sorry, he retired prematurely at the end of the 1937 season due to a chronic knee injury, having played 143 senior games for Carlton and having kicked 121 goals.
Wow.
Do you know what your grandfather did as a job?
I think he might have been an electrician.
Oh, very good.
Now you're getting trivia. This is like another...
Yeah.
Another
this is great. Bonus
round
questions.
Of questions on your own family.
But I don't really know.
In 1933, this was from the Argus, which is the newspaper in Melbourne, touched live wire, that's the headline, footballer escapes death.
Oh, this has become like an episode of that show on TV where...
Who do you
think
you are?
Yeah.
That one? Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Your grandfather, captain of the Carlton Football Club, survived electrocution. Amazing.
Wow, what a lovely note.
What a lovely way to win.
I mean...
how brilliant. Well, thank you both for doing the quiz.
Thanks for having us, Johnny.
My absolute pleasure. And good luck, my goodness... with the show on YouTube, Sonia and Cherry, which comes out when? October 18, right?
October 18th. Thank you so much.
My absolute pleasure. It's been a joy seeing you both.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Saturday Quiz. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you have been enjoying this podcast, remember you can support the show whenever you like by clicking the link in the show description, just like Jess and Stretcher and a few anonymous contributors did the other day. Stretcher wrote that coffee in bed and this podcast make for a wonderful vibe on a Saturday morning, and Jess complimented me on my silky voice. You can also subscribe, rate and review to support the show too. Thank you to my guests this week, Victoria Thane and Petra Yared. Find the first season of their show, Sonia and Cherry, on YouTube now, with the second season available from the 18th. Thanks, as always, to Cindy McDonald for writing the questions. My name's John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next week.